Last week we started to speak about the tool that a person has to fix himself. We spent the whole winter, a very depressing winter. On one hand it was depressing because we found out that we had all these concerns. The only thing that was happy about the winter was that we found that everyone else has it also. And that was a big napalm for us. At least we're not, you know, we're all in the same boat. Now we're starting Das Kseris Derocho. We're starting to look at the tools that we have to fix ourselves up. And the same way we saw that the tools, the same way we saw that Chesroinus are huge and powerful and deep rooted, so it's only fear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us tools to fix them, which are powerful and deep rooted. Also, how are we going to fight all those Misholem of the Midas of Kin, Atai, and Kovid? We go back to the first week that we started, how are we ever going to have an Esrig? Is we need Koiches to fight them. So last week we saw an awesome Koyach that we have. We have a Koyach of Rosh HaMagiyah HaShemayimah, that a Yid has a Zah Hashivas, a Zah Greatness, a Zah Miyuchatkeit, a Zah Hashivas. That's the first and primary kli that a person has to fight the Yetzer Hara. And agav, the truth is that if we would live with a hargosha, if we would live with a hargosha of who we are, if we would live with a hargosha of who we are, we wouldn't ever do another. If we would live with a hakara of who we are, the whole first parak of Mesilas Yesharim. What's the first parak of Mesilas Yesharim? What the first parak of Mesilas Yesharim is where you're going, what your real life is, what your real meaning is. Elam Hazaz Yikr, Elam Hazaz only the Tuffle. What's it all? It's all Hashivas. If a person would have it in front of him 24 hours a day, we would never do an Aver. By the way, I'll be a mouthpiece to everybody. Everybody will agree that every time you learn the first parak of Mesilas Yesharim, you're sure you're never going to do an Aver again. I think I know myself. Am I wrong? I don't know. That's why nobody ever learns again. Because you learn the first parak, you're already convinced they never do an aver again. Then a month, when you're already deep, deep, deep in the rut again, you remind yourself that maybe then already. Oh, but that's an emes. There's an emes to it, by the way. I mean, it's horror stops it. Oh, but there's a deep emes to it. Everybody, when they learn the first parak, they'll swim as a zot uplift that they're convinced they never do an aver again. Because the Lord is what says. That's unfortunate. It could not happen. That's where I'm heading. That's who I am. Because what will create me? Letters and Zivshki. And also, what I'm messing around with all those Narishki, all those stupidity. Of the Lord, we forget it. It's not part of our Mitzvahs. That's the first clue that we learned last week. Now we're going to learn Berek Sheni. He presented on a very deep level another enormous, powerful tool that we have to fix ourselves up. Perek Sheni. Lo Yirak Chashivas, not only do we have importance, not only are we special, Elagam Gavlus Yesh L'Kol Adam, we have greatness. What does it mean a person has Gavlus? What's the meat of Gavlus? And how does it represent itself in ourselves? So, let him explain and then I'll give some examples. Nizboinu Bazeh Ma Gavlus. Let's try to understand what the concept of Gavlus means. When we say that a person is an Adam Gavlus, the Bailey Yisrael, what does that mean? Es Godlucha, says Rashi in beginning of Eschana, we say Es Godlucha, one of the meters of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Godlucha. Says Rashi, Zumidas Tuvcha. That's the meter of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that he does good. Okay, no, every va'ata yivdal no koyach Hashem. Midas Chazda Yizbarach, I'm going to read a few paragraphs and then we'll talk. The Midas Chazda of a Kodesh Baruch Hu shofas b'li matzah. The meter of the goodness and chesed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu shofas pours out b'li matzah with other stuff. Mechaneles tzaddikim, it takes care of and gives tzaddikim v'rishayim v'manas chinam. Zo godloy, hashpo b'li ikuv u'matzo hi gadlus. It's without a stop. Godlocha z'umidas tuvcha. Why is it called great? Because it's without an ikuv, it's everybody. It's without a limitation. Because vokus chesed, chesed Hashem, no'elim ad'elim, there's no gvul. On the other hand, there's another time where the word godlocha is used in Tanakh. In a negative way. Shemizbo v'nekorach godol Hashem u'ulo mo'id v'ir elokeinu har kochoi. It says Hashkorach Baruch Hu's godol b'ir elokeinu. Elokeinu ain't a godol ela b'irenu l'ir elavad. It was only great. Ela amru b'nekorach, the b'nekorach said godol Hashem v'masha osa b'ir v'mikdashoi. Hashkorach Baruch Hu did an act of greatness in that that he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Heinu oimer Hashem b'tzion godol v'rom l'akol amru. Lema b'ir elokein b'amru l'kol shkein. Move to the top of the page. God of Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great, Bamesha also b'yiroi b'mikdashoi. Asher lo'ol ha'aldas adorahu, nobody believed, nobody had a habimina. Can you talk about it's possible that Hashem Yachav and Cholak is going to destroy the base of Mikdash? For who he is Baruch, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu silek shechin osoi, took away his shechin, le'otra ba'adoi av osoi li'Yisrael. His av of HaKadosh Yisrael didn't stop him, v'lo yigvur rachamov, im oilomai hashamim umu'une v'ilokach imenu beis tefaratoi, and it didn't stop his rachamim in the fact that the world was destroyed. Harei, that's also called gadlacha. Why is that called gadlacha? Harei ha'his alus me'ala v'osei zborach, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu overcame his love, v'amitusoi, and his truthfulness, li iku v'matzo, without any limitations, gam hi gadlus, that's called gadlus. So we see two concepts of gadlus. There's a midin HaKadosh Baruch Hu called gadlus. One midah, one representative of midas tumpa, because Baruch Hu gives toiv without an end. And then Chorbin could also be called gadlacha, because it's also representing the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no limitations. Mizeh no lamedim, and here we learn. He's saying an enormous yisoid now. Ki gadlus nikras is alus vashpos b'li ikumun. What is gadlus? Gadlus means the ability to rise up and to give hashpah without ikuvim and meniris. That's gadlus. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a midah, v'cho Hashem ha'gdula v'agvua l'atras v'reitzi ha'vihoid, there's a midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called gdula. That midah means I don't have limitations. There's nothing that can stop me. If I have a midah, that means, let me explain it a little bit more. The midah of gdula applies to all the midahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It applies to the midas tov chav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives toiv without limits, nobody can stop him. And it applies to the midas emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's like a background midah which says that there's nothing that's going to stop me. I'm gadol. The musik, by the way, of an odom gadol is not a function of how much knowledge he has. It's not a function of how much stalker he does. The musik of an odom gadol is somebody who broke through all the barriers. That's the musik of an Adam Gadol. There's nothing that's stopping. In all matzavim. Not laziness, and not kinna, and not taiva, and not ben al nachaveroi. He's Gadol. He broke through everything. The musik of Gadlus isn't a function of size. It's a word of unlimitation. Vine. Says something very deep now. L'madim arechas da'asas meinu, we learned in the previous section, he called Adam nichoi, and every person is gifted, v'mida achas mushlamis. Every person has one gevaldig amida. Asher bo hu b'vchin of tzaddik mamish, that in that midah you're naturally a tzaddik. Ketzad onu makir midah zeh. How can a person know where his strong points are? Kishe onu mavchinin, when we detect the midah toiv ha'achas, that there's one midah. Shafilu b'toiv kashiyim v'ikuvim, even when there's difficulties and blockages. Ki pa'elis es pu'vasa, he goes on. Az motzonu es ha'midah ha'mushlam es shevonu. So now we found the gevaldik midah that we have. That's a godless Hashem Boris Baruch Hu Zeinu. That's the godless that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. If I want to know which is the godless that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, where's the godless? Test yourself when things are difficult. You throw everything away, or there are things that go on even though the magisterium is not well. Nusa, where's the guy a godl? He's a godl, Navas HaTorah, Chav D'Dorah, right? Never misses a shiur, learning 24 hours a day. Somebody else would be in bed. So here you're able to see, on a regular day, you can't see a person's on the gadol, right? When you see a person's not well, and they're learning with a gishmak, and they're saying shir with a bren, you can see a person's on the gadol. Why? Because nothing's ma'akid, nothing stops in the way. When a person sees pechas that he has that don't block him, in that area you're godless. He brings examples. He brings gevaldic examples. V'raseinu etzel yelad, you have some kids, shu tamid aymer emes. You see a kid who always says the truth, even he knows he has Yeshua, Kishayyid Alezachet. He knows they got a punishment. Kishayyid, he'll admit Alezachet. Ain't a Nisra Almaydi. He doesn't get scared. Almaydi, and he admits it. Neidai will know, Ki Emesi Menas Chelkushel, that this kid has a Koyach of Emes. and with the midah of emes, he can break through any matzav. Umitzada mitusoi, and as far as the midah of emes is concerned, he neinoyah the gadol. In my life, I've seen people who went with the midah of emes in all matzav. Midah caused them unbelievable loss of money, and it caused them loss of agvus nefesh. It caused them an aggravation and upsetness. They were gedalim in emes. And if a person uses the midas of MS, for example, in other things, of course you can have a guy, we spoke about this in the last section, but now we're talking about the positive side of things. A person can have a midas of MS. If a person has a midas of MS, then he can't stand sheker. Right? If he's a person, the muscle, that he could be, that's him, a lazy person. When he's learning a taisvis, his laziness will say, yeah, we'll have to look up the Gemara that taisvis brings out. Right? Go up the shelf, don't find it, then you have to look it up in one, figure it out, and then you have to go through the guy, Taisus means five words, talk about Babacha that you never heard of, you never see, and you know what the words mean. It says Ato, Ba'asher, Bayis, right? So you don't need a Jasko for that, and you can figure out what the words mean. So, inside his laziness, he's not going to look it up, and I'll go fight to do it, I'm going to take the test, get a hunt, get money, everything's fine, you hear? Taisus, he doesn't know. I'll be guys that meet us at MS. And the midas emes which burns in him is his gadlus. The midas emes won't let him get the wrong shot because he knows it's the wrong shot. So he's a lazy, what do you call it? He's not a zoris. He's lazy. The minute the moshav of his visas won't clash with his midas emes, to try to get him to go for Shabbos out, not a bad example. Yeah, you try to get him to do something, he's not available. Can't get to do anything. He's sluggish. He's sleppy. Don't bother me. I can't get. Oh, I'm shot in the faces. All of a sudden, this guy, he's a fire. Godless, it breaks through everything, it breaks through all the ikuvim. Every person has in them godless. How do I know, by the way? How does he know that every person has in godless over here? Who told the Rebbe over here that every person has godless? Halloy, all of you are convinced that you don't have any good meters anyway. Yeah? Not a shadow. Nothing. How does Ali Shur know? I'm going to say one of the deepest things you ever heard, by the way. So listen carefully. How does Ali Shur know that maybe this guy hasn't met his ever as a little kid? Maybe the fact we don't have anything. We don't feel anything, right? Have that one? Nothing. Garnet. Come to you, right? Nothing. How does he know? Somebody answer me. The Rebbe says that every person has. Let me look at the next example. When we see a person has real pleasure doing favors to somebody, it's very hard for him. But he says everyone has it. How does he know? I know people who don't have the ability. You all hold you don't have the ability. Who says he knows what Hashem, who says Hashem gave it? Who told him Hashem gave it? Who told him that Hashem gave it? You're saying Hashem. Who says how does he know? Oh, you read the book, sir? Here he said. He said that every person is created with a neshama, and the neshama is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And because Baruch Hu has Godlacha, so every Yid has Godlacha. Every person carries within him a Tzelem Elokim. Every person carries within him a Chelek Elokim Imal. And Rabbi Seinu teach us that every Midah, Gaiva. You have Gaiva? You have Gaiva? The Nizgav Hashem Levadai. Because Baruch Hu is Yochid and Miyuchud. So the neshama sends you a message on special. Never. Some people translate that feeling that they're special in basketball. Some people have nice ties, they feel special about themselves. Some people have a nice car. Some, what do you call it? I'm hearing my speech to America. Yeah. Joking. Yeah. Joking. Only here you can talk about the ties there. Yeah. The part is the neshama sends a message to a person, I'm special, Benizgah Hashem Levadai. Because Baruch Hu's Yochid Boi Lomoy, the Neshama has that feeling, I'm special. What a person does with those kaitis, you turn it into gaiva over stupid things, or it's gaiva of kedusha. Person has a hunger for pleasure that comes from the neshama. The neshama is drawn to ruchnius because it's a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the kedushas that we have, everything we have, are all coming from the neshama. So, like we said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is Godol, L'cho Hashem HaGdula, is we all have Gdula. We all have kreches of breaking through all things. There's nothing that can stop us. The person has to find out which midah molds in chesed. The person can take his midah of chesed and use it to daven, to do chesed to the bria. People should have a fool. He can use it to daven for learning. People should have schusim. He can use his teriyah to be marbit's teriyah to give other people ruchnias. Midah of chesed, it breaks through everything. The guy is lazy and he's this and he's that, and his emunah is weak and his emes is weak. Pshat and places he says wrong. Oh, but his chesed says, I'm going to say a wrong pshat to the guy. So if he's going to be an amoret. So his chesed says, I have to get the right pshat. He has no meat of emes. He's a shakun. Don't borrow $1,000 from the guy. Yeah? Oh, but wrong pshat, I'll never say it to anybody. Because he's going to ruin the guy's life. And then you have the guy who's an emes, that his koyach is emes. Then you have the guy, his next one is who? Talmud Fakhim Allah Mitoy Mitoy Chatchak. No matter what the Nisyanis is, he doesn't have money, he doesn't have what to eat, he doesn't stop learning. He's a Godol B'Torah. His Kayach is in Torah. Nothing stops him from learning. There's a music of Godless of without limitations, even in Torah. When I want to answer Shvera Zachin and to figure out hard Sugis, with the power of your intelligence, who yedeilis alis, I can raise myself above the kashas. Limits of beer and to find the right thing. Zayzu gadlus. That's also gadlus. I don't let the sugya stop me. I see one or two kashas. I say, I don't understand. I go right. No, I break through. I push through. I zechur manu bazed deviratayis ksubis. The derech hu bohelik lalamei p'tayra shenasav and gadol. We never spoke about this. You know the famous tayis ksubis hamol gimel v'alal. Says Rabbi Akiva that he came back and Kabbal Savua wanted to be Mata the Nether, that he swore that he's not going to give the Nefasim. So there was a question, how can he be Mata the Nether? If Bishas Maisi was an Am Oretz, so where was there a Mokum to make a Shaila on the Nether? Where is there a Mokum to Harot? Says Tais is a big Yisoid. That it's not a Dover Chodesh that Rabbi Akiva became a Talmud Chacham. It's not a Chiddush. Because Harot can only be on something that was there before. You can't go say a new development. Says Tais is no. The derech who b'holich l'lamei Torah, the derech is of somebody who learns Torah, shenase odom gavul. So it was poshut that if Rabbi Akiva was going to learn Torah, it was poshut that he was going to become an odom gavul. Now wait a minute, a very funny thesis. Everybody who goes to learn Torah becomes an odom gavul? And what does the word odom gavul mean? Etzem limut Torah hu mahaloch shalis alus. Torah means breaking yourself. Torah means breaking intellectual obstacles. Torah means breaking goof obstacles. Torah means breaking through. Boy, loimdim lehisgaber al koshim v'nisyanis ha'oimdim al derech hashayach baruch hizgusha. Listen to this line. Torah is a mahalach of elevation where a person learns to be misgaber, to overcome difficulties and nisyanis which stand in the way of somebody who's shayach baruch hizgusha. There's nothing like a shvera taisis to be kind of a midah of godless. That means when a person gets to a shvera taisis and you feel like you're at a brick wall, how many times does that happen? It happens every day. A shvera gemara, a shvera rashi, a shvera taisis, a shvera razba, a hard shir, a hard rebuch bear, a hard svara. The natural reaction is to step back. Avraham Avinu, what did Avraham Avinu do when he was on the way to the Akedah? And state that the Sultan put up an iron wall, stating Chazal, what did Avraham Avinu do? It was an iron wall, Ada Shemayim, Vos Tutman, it's like a Taisus. Shver Taisus means long Taisus. Long Taisus. It means that 20 Gemaras, you have to go back and forth to the shelf, back and forth to the shelf, back and forth to the shelf. Yeah? What do you do? You go out for a drink, you go out for a boost, you don't ich shavu. Right? From that nothing's going to come. That's the wall. That's the iron wall the way to the kid. What am I going to say? I'm going through. That's the Lashon HaChazal. I'm going through. The minute that he says he's going through, the wall disappears. That's godless. That's a lashon of places over there. It doesn't say b'hoylich l'lami teirish nasa tamut chacham. Shehoylich l'lami teirish nasa adam gadol. It means if a person learns the way he's supposed to and he uses out the time the way he's supposed to, and he learns in an oifen of godless, in an oifen of no limitations, in an oifen of no gvulim, in an oifen of breaking through, he becomes an adam gadol in the derech hashayef ruchnis the kedusha. It has ramifications and everything else. Only if he learns the oifen of gvul. It means it's a shocking. It's like something very scary over here. Person is sitting in yeshiva for many years. Person is sitting in yeshiva for many years, and not the learning won't be any sort of foundation for anything else. And the same learning, the same places, if you break through, you break through in all areas. Okay, we'll continue next week.